The conductor, Sir Colin Davis, has become really a rather leading exponent of the music of Mozart, and in trying to explain why he loves Mozart so much, he speaks of the erotic quality of his music, how it has a furry texture you can almost run your fingers through. This morning's highly charged New Testament scene, with its rich food and exquisite smells, is a parallel experience. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. What a sensual, boundary-crossing, intimate act this is. A well-off woman of high social standing is behaving like a servant. Notice the wiping of his feet with her hair, a reflection of the ancient world custom of diners wiping excess oil from their hands into a servant's hair. Remember, people don't eat with knives and forks in the ancient world, and therefore, if there are no napkins to hand, they just wipe their hands on the servant's hair. And although she's a good friend of Jesus, women in that world simply did not touch men in this way unless they were their sexual partners. Consider also what an assault on the senses this act produces as the fragrance spreads through the house. This kind of extravagant behaviour is not uncommon in the Gospels. In the New Testament world, people rip off a roof to get their friend through the crowd of Jesus. He opens his ministry by generating over 60 gallons of premium grade wine at a wedding. The foremost persecutor of the church is accosted on the road to Damascus and then becomes the love slave of Jesus, intent on loving him back by loving his people. And a close friend of Jesus pours a large quantity of expensive perfume over his feet and then proceeds to wipe his feet with her hair. Yes, these acts of costly and extravagant devotion are the norm in the New Testament world. These are passionate people. They're whole hoggers who give a yes with their whole personality after their meeting with Jesus. And often they use whatever comes to hand in terms of their possessions and resources to express their feelings towards him. As Mary anoints the feet of Jesus, we are witnessing the last act of the ministry of Jesus. He's in the company of close friends, Mary and Martha, whose brother Lazarus he's just raised from the dead. Lazarus and Jesus are seated together at table at the dinner party to celebrate this wonderful event. The hospitality is generous and lavish, for this is a well-off family. Yet a somber tone prevails at what should be a happy occasion. The Master's death is imminent. Mary, who sees beneath the surface of things more than most, responds with imaginative generosity in an act that parallels the Jewish custom of anointing a recently dead person to conceal the smell of putrefaction just before burial. Consider the parallel with today's earlier New Testament reading. Paul has a reputation for being a flesh hater. But when he writes that, all I want is to know Christ, he's pointing to a knowing that is similar in intensity and tenderness to the way husband and wife know each other in the marriage bed. Paul has been enlisted as Jesus Christ's love slave and can't get enough of him. It's thanks to Paul that we have been offered the insight that we here, gathered for worship, are Christ's mystical body, his collective presence and Kavisham, right here this morning. Paul loved Christ back by loving his body, the church. He gave his all to make it grow and flourish. The earthly Christ, who sat at table with his friends, who received their love through costly and extravagant acts of devotion, is no longer available to us. But his continuing presence is very much with us, his mystical body of which we are a part. Knowing Christ, loving Christ, serving Christ involves, amongst other things, generous service and support to his body, the church, as a norm of Christian living. In doing this, we're like Mary, reaching up to the top shelf for that flask of expensive perfume. Nothing is too good for him and his body. Whether it's helping out at a working bee around the grounds, or in welcoming strangers and newcomers in the Sunday liturgy, or in financial generosity to your parish church, or in helping to make the Sunday liturgy to be the best it can be, we are serving Christ as he presents himself to us now in his body, the church. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.